This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Yoga and Fitness channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Joy Kekabik, certified yoga instructor, holistic wellness coach, and owner of Yoga Reflections in Mattawan, Michigan. Joy, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. So first of all, I understand that you recently received a business award, and congratulations on that. Can you tell us about this award?
Yes, thank you. It was actually for a leading moms in business, so I had to qualify a little bit. First, I have to be a mother, which I am, and I had to be kind of a startup, newer business, and so I was able to qualify. It's through Startup Nation. And basically, they went across the United States searching for moms in business, and they ranked the top 100, and I was ranked number 53 out of the top 100 across the nation. So really exciting to receive that recognition, and definitely an awesome opportunity for exposure for my studio, Yoga Reflections.
Well, very impressive, without a question. How did you get into the yoga and wellness business?
You know, it kind of started more with just a personal need. I have been in a bad car accident. I was recently diagnosed with fibromyalgia as well, and just having some of those chronic pain issues, I knew that practicing yoga was going to be helpful to me. And I've been practicing yoga for about 9.5 years. And so just based on, you know, the benefits that I was receiving from my yoga practice, I really kind of was cultivating a real joy with practicing it, and I wanted to share that benefit with others. And in 2010, the place where I was practicing yoga suddenly closed, and my husband said to me, well, Joy, you've been talking about getting your certification. Why don't you just go for it? Get your certification and open up your own place. I'm like, okay. So that's kind of how it all began. And it's just been such a wonderful journey and a blessing. And owning your own business is kind of crazy sometimes. But, yeah, I'm loving it.
Now, getting on the track about yoga, who can do yoga, and do you have to be really flexible?
You know, there's so many myths about yoga, and being flexible is definitely one of them. Anyone can do some form of yoga, because yoga is not just about doing like the physical exercise part, the postures is what we call them. If you're doing any kind of breathing technique, you're doing a form of yoga. So I really do feel that everyone can do some sort of yoga, even if you have severe limitations. And in the flexibility component, I can see where that can be a little challenging for people. That, you know, especially if you're looking at pictures online and you're seeing people just, you know, putting their leg behind their head or something crazy like that. People actually come to yoga to gain flexibility. Typically speaking, when people start coming to a yoga class, they have kind of an imbalance in their muscles. Either they're strong and not so flexible, or the other way around. They're really flexible and not very strong. And so in yoga, you try to find a balance between those two. You build the strength and the flexibility so that you have a healthier muscle, a healthier joint, and it's really great for preventative care and making sure that you are healing quickly from injuries, or maybe not even getting a severe injury because the muscles are so balanced.
Today we are with Joy Kekabik, certified yoga instructor, holistic wellness coach, and owner of Yoga Reflections in Mattawan, Michigan, here on eHealth Radio's Yoga and Fitness channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Joy, I know that there are a lot of different styles of yoga out there. Can you describe a bit more about the styles offered at Yoga Reflections?
Well, we kind of have an underlying a form that we practice. It's just a traditional Hatha yoga. It's very common here in the United States for this type of practice. It's kind of, I guess, the father of yoga, so to speak. A lot of the branches of yoga stem off of traditional Hatha. And what we focus on at our studio is that proper alignment and technique, making sure that you're getting the maximum benefits from your postures, and then also providing adequate modifications, because our bodies aren't always ready to go full force into a posture. We need to build up to it, or maybe we just need to take a few steps back based on injuries or surgeries or anything like that that we've had. So we really take the time to work with the individual with that proper alignment and technique with the Hatha style. You'll find with yoga that instructors are all going to bring in their own elements to their practice. So for me, when I first started practicing yoga, I practiced a form of Anusara yoga. And then I also have a lot of Iyengar kind of experience. So I incorporate those elements as well into my practice. Whereas another instructor of ours, Jessica, she's got training in Kundalini and Para. And so she brings those elements in. So, you know, there's never really like one specific one, I don't think, that we're using. But yeah, just that kind of that underlying Hatha, making sure everybody is really getting the maximum benefits and doing the postures safely.
Lastly, word is spreading that you're offering a new fitness trend at your studio. If you could, tell us more about that.
Sure. It's actually pretty crazy how popular it's becoming. It's called Booty Bar, and bar is spelled B-A-R-R-E. Sometimes we think of bar as just that B-A-R, but we actually use a ballet bar in the studio for this class. It's a combination of yoga, Pilates, and dance, and it was created by fitness expert Tracy Mallett, and it is a worldwide phenomenon. She is training people all over the world to get certified and teach these booty bar classes. They are fun, they're energetic, they really sculpt and tone the muscles. You burn mega calories, you sweat, you laugh, you have fun. It's been a really, really neat experience to be able to offer such a unique class at the studio.
Well, if you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information and to also be in contact with you online.
Absolutely. You can find us online at yogareflections.com. And we are, of course, part of all that social media stuff. Our Twitter handle is @MatawanYoga. And we're on Facebook, facebook.com/MatawanYoga. And our phone number is 269-350-YOGA.
In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listener on today's topic?
I think that the most challenging part about starting something new, like a yoga practice, is actually starting and going to that first class. And it's just important that you give yourself time and really learn about, how it's benefiting you, getting comfortable with the instructor, finding a teacher that you actually mesh with. Every teacher is different, and some you might get along with, and others maybe not so much. But anyone can really, really benefit from starting a yoga practice, even if you haven't exercised in the last 30 years. It's something you can do for the rest of your life, which is why it's such an awesome thing to do. So give yourself time to really learn and get to know your instructor and find one that's going to work for you.
Joy, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. You have a great day.
You too. We've been speaking with Joy Kekabik, certified yoga instructor, holistic wellness coach, and owner of Yoga Reflections in Matawan, Michigan. And once again, the website of reference is yogareflections.com. yogamichaels.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Yoga and Fitness Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.